Hey, it's Amy with Intuitive Coaching with Amy, and I'm continuing my series on how to be friends with money. And just to check in with you on this. So what I'm talking about is the energy of money, right? I'm talking about ways in which you can create a positive feeling in your life around money. You get to do money the way you want to do it. And it's going to be each person's journey. So be fine with that, right? I'm not telling you anything you have to do. I'm just saying, hey, these are areas you might want to consider as you are building a really healthy friendship with money. And all strategies work, and you get to use whatever strategy feels right and true to you, right? What doesn't work is choosing a strategy that's not a match to your personality or the way you like to live your life or anything that would make you feel bad about yourself, right? And if you do start to feel bad about yourself, it doesn't always mean that like that thing is bad. It might mean you need to change your perception. It might mean you need to shift a belief, right? So again, be willing to observe, know that you can change, and know that you can choose a more empowering way of being and seeing your world around money. Okay. Oh, and if you're looking for a coach, consider my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. All right, how to be friends with money. Next one is know your spending habits. This is my way of saying budgeting, but budgeting is like really charged, and I actually don't like most of the traditional budgeting systems. If you do have a budgeting system that's based on a traditional budgeting system, I'm in no way am I putting you down. I'm just saying that the way I was able to start to have more freedom in my spending was to know what I spend money on. And as I started to get really clear about who I was and what mattered to me, I knew where to devote my energy being my money, right? So know your spending habits, right? It starts to clean up a lot of junky feelings that don't serve us well. The one that I know for sure was as I started to study my spending habits, I recognized the things that I really, really cared about. And I stopped giving myself a hard time, right? Like, see what's an example I can give you, food. So after all my life, adult life. I grew up in a family that ate out, that we weren't afraid to eat out. My mom cooked too, but and then you weave in, maybe some weight loss philosophies about like eat at home. Right. And so I developed this kind of anxiety anytime I wanted to order food or eat out, go to a restaurant. And it was just like a low level energy that was constantly there. And finally I decided, well, that feeling's not serving me well. I don't want to feel this way every time I do something that obviously I'm continuing to do it. So that's not going to change. So let's not feel bad about it anymore. Let's look at this, right? And so as I was studying my spending habits, I recognized very clearly, oh, I like to cook and I like to eat out. And it's to the number is 50%. And I studied for about 3 months looking at my spending habits. So I had some data to go on. And I was like, okay, so there's not any other way around this. I've got to make peace with this is the way I do food. 50% of the time I eat out, 50% of the time I cook. So I don't feel guilty about any of those choices. I cook what I want to cook and I eat out when I want to eat out. And so once I kicked all of my negative feelings, I had more money around. It's money stuck around. I had a better relationship with it. And so just start to study your spending habits. Some people call this budgeting. And if you just start to recognize what's important to you, it'll be easier to say no to something that's not important to you. Yeah, that's the best way I can describe it. Because I think people start putting budgeting systems in place when they are spending mindlessly or from a place of guilt and shame or lack or doubt or worry or fear. And I don't think any of that needs to be a part of your relationship with money. Just the same way as that I don't think if you were in a relationship with a partner, a romantic partner, there doesn't need to be guilt and shame and, right? Like, so let's kick those feelings out and just study, what are my habits? Who am I? How do I like to use money? And it allows you the ability to focus on the things that matter to you. And you'll be less tempted to spend in ways that are not soulful. And I think it also comes down to knowing yourself, right? I wish I could tell my younger self this, because she spent a lot of money on friends. She did spend a lot of money on not being alone, which is so weird now because I'm so not that person. But it took me learning myself, right? And as I started to learn myself and accept myself, I started to realize, like, oh, I don't need that person around unless I really enjoy them and they're amazing, of course. But I don't need that person around just so I'm not dealing with this insecurity. Like, let's deal with the insecurity. And then money doesn't, you know, I don't blow a whole paycheck on treating everybody to drinks one Friday night, right? And that was a way I definitely, I mean, I was in sales, and so I was in my 20s and living in San Francisco. So I'll give myself the pass. Like, it was hella fun. But in retrospect, I'm like, girl, you could have done it a little bit differently with the money. I didn't have to. And so that's the other piece to all of this. You don't have to do anything, right? You don't have to save money if you don't want to. You don't have to have a budget if you don't want to. But as long as you feel good, see, I wouldn't feel good. I'd be walking to work on Monday, probably still recovering from a hangover from Saturday, thinking, holy shit, where did all my money go? You know, so don't put yourself through it. Just start studying your spending habits. Know what matters to you. Know what matters to you and why. Why does that matter to you? You know, if you're a person that really enjoys clothes and nice, you know, nails and hair and things like that, figure that out and build it into your budget. You know, use the B word, but build it into your lifestyle around money, your friendship, your relationship around money, and don't feel bad. You know, we're here to be fully and completely self-expressed, you know, and so don't deny yourself being who you really are because of money. Just start studying your spending habits and then make choices and decisions based on what matters to you. Cool. All right. I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. You don't have to call it budgeting, but you might want to do whatever feels good to you. And if there's any restrictions around that or tightness, you know, ditch that. And it might mean you have to sit in your journal and like look at like, why is this tight? Like, what am I believing? Why do I feel this way? Do I need to feel this way? Is this true? Right? Look at all of that. And then you can start to have a very peaceful relationship with spending money. Okay, this is my series on how to be friends with money. If you are looking to spend money on a coach, please consider my services. Information can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. While you're there, sign up for my newsletter and I'll send you 2 intuitive messages a week. Thank you for listening to this program. There is more to come in this series. Take care of yourself. Goodbye.